This podcast is for informational purposes only. Information relating to investment approaches or individual investments should not be construed as advice or endorsement. Listeners should seek professional advice for their situation.
A quick search on the internet finds that there are 126 species of birds that have wings but cannot fly. The ones that immediately come to mind are probably the penguin or ostrich. The evolutionary process has resulted in these species losing the ability to fly over time. Could we be watching the evolutionary process occur in real time with the loonie? All right, so I'm not talking about the beloved lake loon of cottage country, rather the Canadian dollar, which should be soaring alongside the price of oil, but seems to have lost its wings. What is happening to the loonie? I'm Philip Peterson, Chief Investment Strategist for IG Wealth Management. Join me each week as I discuss our views on the trends dominating the investment landscape. It's the week of May 16th, so listen on as we navigate the living market. Over the long term, the Canadian dollar exchange rate to the US has moved largely with two things: the price of oil and the difference in interest rates between Canada and the United States. Historically, as oil prices move higher or lower, the Canadian dollar would rise or fall against the US. Similarly, as short-term interest rates in Canada move higher relative to the US, the loonie would gain. Now, these correlations aren't perfect over time, but they do weigh on the direction for the Canadian dollar. And at some times, one factor can hold more influence over the other, but for the most part, the Canadian dollar's move could be explained by one, the other, or both. Now, something's changed this past year. Since the start of December 2021, the benchmark price for crude, the West Texas Intermediate price, has gained 68% to its current $110 price per barrel at time of recording. Over the same time, the Canadian dollar exchange rate to the US has stayed roughly the same at 77 cents US. When modeled out, the current interest rate differential using the respective two-year government bond yields suggests that the Canadian dollar should be at 82 cents. When modeled against the current price for oil, the Canadian dollar should be at par to the US. And when modeling against both, the loonie should be at 89 cents US. As I refer to these valuations, I'm not suggesting that we will get to these levels. Rather, I use it as a way to identify the potential direction for the exchange rate over the coming 6 to 12 months. Obviously, the Canadian dollar isn't where these models suggest it should be. In fact, the three-month correlation between the Canadian dollar and rates, or oil, has completely broken down. The correlation sits near zero. Over time, there is usually a decent correlation with one of the two factors, if not both. But today, neither seems to have much of an influence on the loonie. This is like watching a bird all of a sudden change its behavior. So what's going on? There are other potential factors that can influence the Canadian dollar over time. The trade balance, for example. Now, these can be very inconsistent or weak in their correlations and are therefore unreliable. Occasionally, there is another factor that can weigh on the direction of the Canadian dollar, and that is the risk sentiment or momentum of equity markets. It too is harder to quantify, which makes it harder to predict, and again, somewhat inconsistent, but the risk-on, risk-off nature of the market does seem to have an influence on certain currencies at certain times. In times of stress, the yen, US dollar, and Swiss franc tend to be the safe haven trade, while risk-on currencies, including the Canadian dollar, tend to weaken. This is the strongest at the extremes. For example, when the S&P 500 index is up more than 40% year over year, the Canadian dollar also strengthens. The average 12-month correlation above this level was 70% between the Canadian dollar and equity market moves. Similarly, when the S&P 500 index is in a correlation or correction or bear market, the Canadian dollar weakens. Obviously, this correction has driven a fair bit of negative sentiment among investors and has kept the loonie much lower than what oil would imply. I expect when the equity markets bottom and the volatility subsides, assuming oil prices remain near their current levels, we will yet again see the loonie appreciate. My view over the next 6 to 12 months is an upward trend towards 83 to 85 cents US with risk to the upside. Now, to throw in one last bird reference, the Canadian dollar's relationship with oil probably isn't dead. It's just resting. I'm Philip Peterson, and this has been The Living Market. If you've enjoyed this podcast, please take a moment to rate it or share it with colleagues and friends. It will help other like-minded individuals find us. Thanks for listening.
The content of this podcast, including facts, views, opinions, and recommendations, is not to be used or construed as investment advice and is not an offer or an invitation to buy or sell any security. The content of this podcast should not be relied upon for any purpose, and IG Wealth Management is not responsible for any reliance upon it. This podcast includes forward-looking information that reflects our current expectations or forecasts of future events. Forward-looking information is subject to risks, uncertainties, and assumptions that could cause actual results to differ materially from expressed herein. Our views are subject to change based on market conditions. Commissions, fees, and expenses may be associated with mutual fund investments. Read the prospectus before investing. Mutual funds are not guaranteed, values change frequently, and past performance may not be repeated.